This finger is on this hand to do it part. If you cut it off, I can keep on going, but don't you dare. I can keep on going, but I'm going to miss it. Because there come a time I try to catch with it and it ain't there. I have to try to reach over and do that one. You understand what I'm saying? But every member in the body is important. And that's why you need to know who you are. Hello, somebody. And that member is graced by God to function in the body, to make the body, to edify that body, to make the body become solid and strong. Let me get on, because there's some things I want to get to. Hallelujah. Wherefore he said, when he did what? Ascended on high, he led captivity to captive and gave gifts unto men. When he ascended on high, he did what? Wherefore he said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity to captive and gave gifts unto men. Notice what? You have to ask God when you get to heaven. I'm not able to tell you. All I know, God said he took him. Where did he take him and put him? I don't know. All I know, Enoch walked with God, so to God took him. But I do know this according to scripture, that those Old Testament saints that died before Christ got here, they was in a place called paradise. So Enoch could have been in paradise. All I know, God took him. He was not, because God took him. But the Old Testament saints was in the place called paradise, and I understand from studying upper region of the damned. The rich man, they say his name was Darius, rich man that was in hell, and Lazarus was in Abraham's bosom, right? And the rich man that was in hell, he could look and see Lazarus. I don't know how. All I know, Abraham told him when he said, "Will you let Lazarus put his finger in some water and come and put on my tongue and cool me down, help me cool down?" He said, "Look, there's a gulf fixed between you and me, and he can't get to you, but he could see him." But when Jesus came out of that place, those Old Testament saints came out of there. So he led those that were captive. And they're in heaven now. And Hebrews chapter 12 tells us the church of the firstborn is in heaven. And I believe they the first one got born again. So he led captivity to captive. That's what I want to get across to you. And gave what? Gifts unto men. Now watch this now. Now he ascended, what is it but that he also what? Descended where? First, he didn't ascend first, he descended first and went into what? The lower, you notice the word plural parts, the lower parts of the earth. And there was different apartments. There was the upper region. There's hell. Now watch this. There's hell. Then there's a place that the fallen angels, they say they're locked in chains. Then Revelation talks about when the judgment is over, they're going to be tossed into the lake of fire. That means you're leaving one place, going to another. So there are parts beneath the earth. Right now, I know you heard, and we don't think about it. We just, we just sort of go along. But this volcano in over close to Hawaii, it is spewing out and people having to leave. And I wonder where it comes from. I wonder what is that? See, a lot of people, they don't mess with it. They just try to get out of the way. I don't believe hell is boiling over. That ought to tell some people, you need to get saved right now. I'm so glad I'm saved. Amen. And my aim is to get everybody I can to get saved. But my point is that I don't want to get too far away. He went into the lower parts, wherever there was, whatever part of that earth or hell that was a sign or we had to go into that place. He went in there for me, for you, and redeemed me so I don't have to go there. Hallelujah. And so hell is not for me. Why? Because I've been redeemed. Goodness gracious. I've been redeemed. So I don't have to walk around and be all upset and, oh, wonder if I'm going to hell. I've been redeemed. He's not in hell, so he's at the right hand. I'm at the right hand with him. Hallelujah. So he went, now notice this, let me move on. He that descended, the same also what? He that descended, verse 10, he that descended, the same also that ascended up far above what? All heaven. Notice there we go again. There's more than one heaven. Because you don't put S on a singer. I did learn that in school. A lot of things I didn't, but I did learn that. And when you put an S on, that means it's more than one. Hello? So he said far, didn't say barely above, did he? But he said what? Far above all, not some heaven, all heaven. For what reason? That he might fill all things. There is nothing that in existence concerning the human race, concerning life, hadn't been fulfilled. Woo. Your prosperity already been done. Your joy already been completed. Your healing already been completed. And we walking around, you know, trying to get healed. Oh, God, please heal. No, it's already done. It's completed. Hallelujah. Your house is already built. Everything. Your life is already planned. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. Listen to this, verse 11. And he gave some what? He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Look at verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. He set these gifts to teach the body so you will not be unlearned, ignorant, unaware. You know who you are. And that's grace on my life, even on your life, to teach others so they'll know who they are. We have too many, and I don't want to waste no time, but I'm trying to make a point. We have too many in the ministry trying to make a gang for themselves. But if you do what's right, God will take care of you. I don't have to manipulate you in any way, any form, because you're not my source. You can be used of God to be a blessing, but God is my source. If you don't do it, he has another way. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't have to try to trick you or deceive you or try to manipulate myself in a way to take care of me. God gonna take care of me just like he's going to take care of you. Hallelujah. But the thing is, he set these in the body, so set these gifts in the body so we could be trained for the work. Notice work is in the ministry. Yes.